4ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform Lima Papa, and monitoring. 4ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform Lima Papa, and monitoring. 4ULP. 4ULP. 4ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform Lima Papa, and monitoring. ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform Lion Papa, and monitoring.
From UK, JW, W4DJW, KG4MUK.
4 ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform Lion Papa, and monitoring. 4 ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform Lion Papa. And monitoring.
CKK4RQO, good evening.
How are you?
Complain, you make a lot of contact since the last time we spoke.
Sure, I'm looking at my logbook. What is your call sign again?
Operator, KK4RQO.
My logbook somewhere, I'm just looking.
I take out of the Roger, you made a lot of contacts there, Roger on that.
There were 30 contacts in my logbook.
For that last transmission?
I have about 30 contacts in my logbook. And if I have you right, your name is Cody and you are KK4RQO?
Man, you got it. Yep, that is right.
I have 40 contacts in my logbook, so you were one of my first contacts in my logbook, so I've made a lot of contacts. I was up in Tennessee. We left on Thursday and just came back today, and I tried doing a mobile unit by putting a Magma antenna on the roof and running it down to the handheld, and left it on the national call frequency and only got, like, static once, and that was it. I guess nobody likes to talk on the national call frequency.
Yeah, the only time you're probably going to pick something up on there is either they're activating summits there on the mountain, or if you luck out, you got somebody down the road from you. Not too many people talk to them, but I will give you a couple pieces that might be of use to you. You have a cell phone, like a smartphone.
Really staticky there. I kind of got a little bit of what you were saying. So you mentioned something about a cell phone, but I do not have a cell phone, but I have an iPad, that I have here.
An iPad will work. iPad will work here. Here's a couple apps you might be consider putting on your iPad. One is called One is called QRZ, Kilo Radio Zulu. You might want to consider putting that one on your iPad, and then you can look up, somebody gives you a call, you can go and look up their information a little quicker there. You got it connected to Wi-Fi, and let me go over here, I'll tell you what the other one is, it might be a bit, oh yeah, Repeater Book, that is Repeater Book, that's a really good one to put on your iPad there, and then, you can, if you got your grandma's house or whatever, you can, look up that location for repeaters.
Repeater Book and QRZ and Echolink on the iPad. It's just that my iPad doesn't have connection anywhere, and we couldn't figure out how to connect it to my dad's phone while we were. It wasn't talking to it, so I didn't really play. I played around with it a little bit with my uncle while we were up there. We were staying at his house, and he's also a ham radio operator. So I actually got him his first contact using Echolink. He hadn't made a contact, and he got his license before I did, so, you know, it was actually on this repeater that I, tied him into using his phone, and he made a contact. Well, I made a contact, and I passed it over to him. I forgot who it was, but I know I put him up on this repeater, but, yeah, I can't get QRZ to work, though. I've used I haven't really used repeater book, and I've used Echolink a good bit, but that's pretty much it.
Roger, well, repeater book's pretty cut and dry there. At least the one I've got. Like a search bar, they just punch the call sign in there, so it should.
Cody, I'm not quite sure what happened to you there, but you had so much static that you were barely understandable, and it kept on flickering in and out, like you were bumping the PTT switch over and over again. Are you still there, or what? Your ULP. Cody, you were so bad there, it was just static. Either you're in a really bad spot or something is wrong with your radio, but you can try again, but I'll be standing by. KO4ULP. KO4ULP, you are no better, so I guess I better say 7-3s, and I don't know if you're mobile or driving or not, but if you are, you're in a really bad spot or something is wrong with your radio. So 7-3, it was nice chatting with you. KO4ULP, and I'll be clear.
ULP, KK4RQX, still in there. Am I any better? I recalibrated the old beam. I'm hoping it's in the right cog there now.
ULP. Cody, you still there? K4RQO, this is KO4ULP. Cody, I am available. My cousin said you tried to call. I was sorry I wasn't at the ham shack, but are you still available?
Roger, KO4ULP, KK4RQO. Yeah, I just recalibrated the old beam there. I'm hoping it got a little better.
You are better. You're now understandable. I still have a little bit of static, but, you know, you're understandable at least. So, what's going on?
Old, same old. I forgot what I was talking to you about. I remember what it was. Hope on the Echo Link here, you've kind of ventured off into some of the international nodes and stuff there. So, you can kind of get your feet wet on the international contacts.
International contact? I've played around. I make like contacts in Australia, and I think that's the only different country that I've actually made a contact. But yeah.
I'm at trying to remember. I think it's something Ireland or something. I can't remember. There's a like a room in there, international type of contacts, like Ireland or something other. Anyways, yeah, that's a lot of fun to get on there and do that as well, so you kind of talk to folks out there until you get the HF radio going, or pass your general, and then get you a full-scale HF read with a guard force fire there.
Boy, Echolink, and I plan to get into HF shortly here, too. Echolink is fun. I like it to how the iPad is set up. Because you have like a map, and then on the map it shows all the different repeaters. On a cell phone it doesn't do that, but I pretty much go around and I can see which area I'm talking to, and I just really enjoy Echolink. It's fun, and I plan to get, as I said, into HF, and that'll be fun to actually not relying on the internet to make your contact, just doing it from antenna to antenna.
About like myself there, I don't like anything that requires internet when making contact. Hey, I don't even like messing with the... Actually, I go a step further. I don't like anything where I have to have a computer hooked up to the radio, so I'm not a big digital mode operator myself. So all that PSK and all those other things Yeah, but it just don't interest me that well, that much, I'd say. I'm more, get on the radio, throw CQ out, do it, do the RF there, the mic, radio, and antenna.
I have a real-life radio and a microphone in my hand. Echolink is fun, but I wish it was actually like a radio that I could hold in my hand and a mic in my hand and make contacts. You know, I don't really like it as much as radio, but I use it because I can talk to different countries with it. That's the main reason why I use Echolink. Otherwise, I'd, you know, be on the radio. But I still am on the radio. I just really enjoy the radio side and plan to learn more electrical, you know, like get a radio kit and build radios and, you know, all that.
Making those antennas. No, that ain't. I'm visually impaired, so I don't mess with all the soldering stuff. They jokingly call me an appliance operator, so I just pull the stuff out of the box. Of course, I still check the SWR, you know, tune it according to that. I'll do all the soldering and the wire cuts and stuff like a lot of folks like to say, Jeff. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun to get on the HF there and get really good with it. If you have that extra, you're really going to have the world opened up to you. They're kind of like, I guess I could say it's like the refrigerator. You open up the door and you get on the bottom shelf and you get a little bit of, you know, get some of that good stuff, you know, a few carrots, a few cucumbers and whatever. And you get the general, and you go up to the next shelf where you got your ham and cheese, and you get up to that top shelf where all the good leftovers are. You take all three of them, throw it in, make you a nice little dinner there. So, yeah, I did that, and I became a volunteer examiner for two of the different organizations, W5YI over in, I think you're over in Texas or California, and then ARRL, so I can do testing for either one of those organizations. Yeah, you're going to have a lot of fun when you start doing the HF there, for sure.
Looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to exploring new fields of the ham radio. My dad's getting his ham license, that way we could do it together, you know, probably go up on mountains, make communications. I don't know. My dad's been playing around with the digital modes and, you know, upgrade to my general. We play around more with HF. There's just so much you can do with ham radio. You can join clubs, Aries, and Races, and, you know, like Skywar and all those stuff. I'm just really excited to do more with the ham radio. I mean, it just seems like it's a never-ending hobby. You can always, like, do more with it.
Yeah, I jokingly tell people, I says you got to have a lot of time on your hands and deep pockets. They're like, why do you say that? I said, the time on your hands is to pass the exams and learn stuff, and the deep pockets is to buy the tools and the toys to make it happen.
I have to sign off here, Cody, so 7-3s. KO4 ULP, and I'll be clear after your final.
Matt there, my friend. Well, I'll catch you later on down the log. Like I said, heard you call out there. Thought I'd jump in and say evening time. Stay warm over there, and we'll catch you later on. KK4 RQO clear.